Episode 7, The Creation of Land Animals and Mankind. Genesis 1:24-27. KJV. And God said, Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Devotional. On the sixth day of creation, God brings forth life on the land, creating animals of all kinds. This diverse and abundant display of life reveals his creativity and wisdom. From the mighty beasts of the wilderness to the small creatures that crawl on the ground, every living thing has a place and purpose in his design. The Book of Jubilees expands upon this moment, emphasizing God's perfect order in creation. Each animal was made according to its kind, demonstrating the intricate balance and harmony of nature. The Dead Sea Scrolls reflect on this as evidence of God's hand in all things, showing his provision and care for every living creature. But the pinnacle of God's creation is mankind. Unlike the animals, humans are made in the image of God. The Septuagint uses the phrase, kat eikona theo, in the image of God, reinforcing that humanity is set apart with a unique spiritual nature, designed to reflect the attributes of our Creator. The writings of the Essenes describe humanity as the bridge between heaven and earth, given the ability to commune with God and steward his creation. This stewardship is a sacred responsibility, one that reflects the wisdom and authority that God has entrusted to us. In Psalm 8:5-6, David writes, For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. This speaks of our calling not only to rule, but to do so in a way that honors God and his creation. Jesus Christ, referred to in the New Testament as the second Adam, 1 Corinthians 15:45, restores what was lost through sin, whereas Adam fell, Christ redeems. Through him, we are invited back into right relationship with God, restored to our original purpose as his image bearers. As we reflect on the creation of land animals and mankind, let us remember our responsibility. We are called to care for the earth, honor all life, and most importantly, live as reflections of the God who made us. Are we walking in his image? Are we stewarding well what he has entrusted to us? Heavenly Father, we stand in awe of your creation, from the beasts of the earth to the smallest creatures, and most of all, in the way you formed us in your image. Thank you for entrusting us with the care of your world. Help us to walk as reflections of your glory, showing love, wisdom, and stewardship in all we do. Teach us to honor the responsibility you have given us, to care for creation, and to live in a way that brings you glory. May we always remember that our true purpose is found in you. Thank you for redeeming us through Christ, the perfect image of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Broadcast information. A new devotional is available weekly on KRRB Revelation Radio in East Texas at 1700 AM. They are also broadcast to more than 160 countries worldwide on revelationradio.net. We hope you will join us each week as we walk through the Word together.